If you head over to the bar today to drink a beer and watch football, take a look around. Half of the people in the place just might be on their computers. They're not ignoring the game. They're watching it very closely. Some of them are your basic football addicts. Others have long since gone over the edge into the world of fantasy football. Oregon Public Broadcasting's Ethan Lindsay reports.
Since when did it become socially acceptable to bring your computer into the sports bar?
I think it's when they started making wireless connections available everywhere.
John Hall spends his Sundays wearing an orange Tampa Bay Buccaneers jersey in a sports bar in Portland, Oregon. Like any sports bar worth its salt, Hall's Haunt has 5 TV monitors playing every live football game. Plus, in recent years, a whole new set of monitors. Eric Fridley is a Portland bartender. He says now the glow from the TV is actually outshined by the glare of computer monitors.
10, 15, 20, you know, if it's really busy, have a big game going on. You know, already existing customers, they can bring their computer, you know, and do work while they're having a beer or whatever. I'm sure it was just one of those up-and-coming things, you know, one of those things I figured, you know, was going to happen sooner or later.
My name is Brendan McCarroll. I actually brought my laptop to the bar so I could watch the football game and do my homework at the same time. I'm actually writing a paper on assisted suicide. Not very uplifting. It's kind of distracting one from the other. I'm hoping that I'm not slipping in football jargon into my report here.
Wearing a Seattle Seahawks hat, McCarroll seemed far more interested in the game than his paper on physician-assisted suicide. But I noticed it wasn't just homework on his laptop. He also had an internet browser window open with all the statistics from the game recorded instantly. Every catch, every rush, every sack. McCarroll admitted it wasn't just homework he was doing. He was also tracking his fantasy football teams.
3rd and 11.
And therein lies the most likely reason you'll see laptops at the sports bar. Fantasy football geeks today keep track of their team stats live. McCarroll says he can even change his starting lineup or trade players.
I've got about 15 teams, so I'm actually down a few points, so I'm hoping for a couple big plays from these guys to put me above the top.
The idea behind fantasy football is to give everyday fans a way to feel like pro coaches. Before the season starts, you pick a team of players you think will do well that season, and then each week track those players in real life to see how they help your virtual team. If you pick New England Patriots quarterback Tom Brady and he throws a touchdown pass, you get those points. Basically, it's an excuse for diehard football fans to watch even more football. Instead of just paying attention to a favorite team, fans can now be invested in almost every single game, every single week. Michael Hyland is a fantasy football fan in Seattle. He says money is the real reason why there are now laptops at his local bar.
The bars are offering free Wi-Fi because they're getting more people in there to sit there with their laptops and track games for hours and hours, and they're having drink specials. They're serving them multiple meals. You're going to go in and have breakfast, lunch, and dinner and watch 2.5, maybe 3 full games there.
Sports websites like ESPN.com say that fantasy football is a $150 million industry for them. Players even pay websites anywhere from $15 to $50 to manage their leagues. That expense is worth it to someone like Hyland. If he wins his league, he pockets $500. But not everybody is feeling fantasy football fever. Back at the bar, I found Chris Lundgren in a corner. He was playing online poker, uninterested in the insanity around him.
All in all, for me, it's really just a convenience thing, and I don't have the internet at my house right now, so I like the atmosphere of, like, you know, all of a sudden hearing a bunch of people just start hoot-hollering, and I'm still wondering if it actually is socially acceptable, to tell you the truth.
Seems the jury is still out. For NPR News, I'm Ethan Lindsay in Portland.